faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Wow. Just wow.
Former FBI Director James Comey indicted again by President Trump's DOJ, accused of threatening the president's life after posting 8647 on Instagram, written in seashells.
The first count is that on or about May 15th of last year, he knowingly and willfully making a threat to take the life of and to inflict bodily harm upon the President of the United States. Count two, James Comey knowingly and willfully transmitting in interstate commerce a communication that contained a threat to kill the President of the United States.
Wow. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
He absolutely deserves this. You aren't special because you're a Democrat. Rules apply to you. This is the norm we must reinstate in America. And another long-term norm in our country that Democrats absolutely curb stomped, that we have to put back, is that if you are a government leader, you are a powerful person,
yes,
politically, mm-hmm, you must be scrutinized even more.
Yep. I was just thinking the same thing, that that's the key issue here. It's not just that somebody did this, it's who he is.
Yep.
Or was.
That the burden on you should be even higher. Eric Erickson went on to tell yesterday on his show, this is retribution, it's so bad, it's a bad look. No, he's wrong. No, the bad look was Comey. I couldn't believe he said that yesterday. I was like, wow. Because let's really look at this in a dispassionate way, right? Mm-hmm. Let's just look at the facts, okay? I don't like James Comey, but I'm going to put that aside for a minute. Let's think about 8647. What might Comey's motivation be for putting that? And I put this into Grok because some people on the left are saying, well, that's a restaurant term. It is. I waited tables for many years. It is. I've heard 86 in a restaurant. However, Grok also said it is a very common crime term. Both things are true at once. Comey knew exactly what he was doing, okay? Here's what's important about this. 8647, what Comey's motivation might have been. Normally it's you're crazy, you've taken in too much liberal media. That's the norm, right? Or, you know, combo of the two. Comey had another motivation that sets him aside because he knows what's in those burn bags we were never supposed to find. He knows what's behind the wall they built into the FBI server to put all of their criminal documents, their history of crimes, a wall that was built into the server to hide this stuff from Congress's subpoenas in violation of the law. James Comey knows we have his own handwritten notes about how he hired a friend of his, a professor, to illegally leak classified data to hurt Trump to the New York Times. He knows that. He knows we had, and we weren't supposed to have it. It was in the burn bags. We were never supposed to get. Comey knows all this. He knows he's cooked. He's a lawyer and he's the former head of the FBI, and he knows what RICO is because he did it. He knows, we now know that, remember when he cleared Hillary Clinton, that he took her, claimed to anyway, and said no one would prosecute. He took her real crimes that he actually did know about and classified them so no one could speak of them. What is that? It's RICO, because there is a political thing here. And he also knows that we know he perjured himself four times on the FISA applications. That's a felony. Each one of those times carries 5 years. He said all that Russia stuff that we have in his own writing that he knows isn't true. We have in his own writing, we have that he knows he lied to the FISA court four times. What do we have on him that is so powerful? And John Solomon does a great monologue on this at Just the News. We got a powerful RICO case against him, right? He knows this. And then he puts out 8647, kill 47. That is a motivation right there. He's trying to stay out of prison. He's terrified. He is hoping another shooter will take out Trump. And he's trying to give another shooter the justification. Well, wow, even the head of the FBI knows this guy's bad, like the media tells me. That's it. I'm going to do this. He knows that he's bad. I got to kill Trump. And you know what else it is, too? Because when it comes from the guy who we now know framed you for all of those things and broke the law again and again and again and again to do it, when it comes from that guy, that's a threat. Because if you're a president, right, Comey wants you to think, if you're Trump, hey, look what we've already done to you. 700 years, we falsified the evidence in the classified documents case. We raided Mar-a-Lago with no predicate, with the FBI office, this broke yesterday, with the FBI office in charge, Lee, saying, we can't do this. There's no crime. And then you just classified that too, to hide it. When you did all of that, you want Trump to think, if you come after me, this is what Comey's thinking, if you come after me, do we have the power to kill you? We might. Look at all we did. Look what we got away with. Maybe you should just let me go. That is the motivation. And when that is the motivation, Lee, that is a thin damn line between a totalitarian regime where the powerful power brokers who are Democrats threaten to kill you to stay out of jail. That can't stand. And this is how I would argue this case. That's his money. He has got a solid motivation there. It's a big one.
Well, your point, though, about who he is or the position that he held, I think is an excellent point that people are sort of glossing over in some degree. But here's the other thing that strikes me. He initiated that post. It's not something he saw on the internet that he just liked. It's not something he retweeted. It is a photograph he took and most likely formulated the seashells in that form and took the picture and posted it. So it's not like it was just, oh, I clicked on something and I shouldn't have. No, you created that piece of content and put it out there.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
So he had absolute motivation to threaten the president with murder. And when you look at it from the perspective of his crimes, here's where James Comey is on his crimes right now. And what happened is there is a very, very strong RICO case there. And the reason that right now that RICO case is dead is because the Trump DOJ admittedly screwed up with the prosecutor. The prosecution was not properly appointed, ergo cannot bring the case. So the case is 86th, and any moment now they're going to refile that case. Comey knows it. Comey knows what they have. And what we've found just in recent weeks is so incredibly powerful, Lee, with Barack Obama directing John Brennan and ultimately James Comey to fake the Russia collusion hoax, knowing darn well it was fake. Because remember, Brennan went to the White House and told Biden and told Obama, because he wrote his own handwritten notes, that Russia collusion was fake. Hillary Clinton had made it up. The Russians knew about it and were really mad. They knew it was fake in the summer of 2016 before that election ever happened. And then James Comey rolled it out and ran with it. He knows he's in trouble. He knows it. And that is his motivation. We have not seen actually a case like this. Everybody is trying to say, well, the precedent is this and is that and other cases and First Amendment and blah, blah, blah. No, we've never had a government official in this much trouble who's been indicted for his crimes by this administration and will be again. They're going to come back. They're going to refile this. And they should refile this. They're going to refile this with a different, federal prosecutor, right? We have never had a government official who is under investigation, rightfully so, who committed these crimes, so many of them in a RICO fashion, threaten the life of the president of the United States. That's new. There's no precedent for that. That's not First Amendment. That's a whole nother angle. And most of our side is missing this, Lee. It's like Erickson, I'm like, oh, that's retribution. Not from a guy who's facing a RICO prosecution to put him in prison for the rest of his life. And a guy who potentially, think about this, Lee, is someone you could potentially turn on the two bigger people, Obama and Brennan. And he's threatening the president, 8647. I mean, darn, that can't stand. We'll lose our country if they get away with that. This is not First Amendment and he doesn't like Trump. There were 50 million ways he could have said he doesn't like Trump. He wrote a whole book on it. This is different. This has to happen. And let me say something else too. Some people say, oh, this would be hard to prosecute. I think this would be easier than people think because of what I just laid out. Still hard, but easier than people think. But here's the thing, folks. The process is the punishment. The humiliation is the punishment. The legal bills are the punishment.
Just like it was with Trump.
Yes, exactly.
That's exactly what the Democrats have done.
And maybe, just maybe, this will keep the next clan of Democrat conspirators from using lawfare, fraud, and breaking the law to put the next Republican president in prison. Because otherwise, they're going to try.
What DOJ is going to be able to prove here, what they present to the grand jury, is evidence not only that this image was transmitted, but that James Comey knew exactly what he was doing, right? This whole facade about, I didn't understand this, even though he was an AUSA, a U.S. attorney, the deputy attorney general, and the head of FBI. He's been in essentially an entire lifetime at the Department of Justice, yet claiming that he somehow didn't realize that transmitting 8647 was going to be perceived as a threat by the president of the United States. So I suspect the evidence they have is showing that James Comey knew exactly what he was doing.
You know what else is going on here? It's the same thing with Jimmy Kimmel. They're trying to normalize the idea, wink, wink, nod, nod, that we'll keep talking about killing Trump, but we're just joking. Just joking. Just being really silly. It would be funny if Trump died, though, wouldn't it? You folks, we keep telling he is a Nazi. And you're living through a revolution. Folks, they've been working on them for years. It started with Putin. Remember the articles about these liberals who were going to therapy to deal with the fact that they were living through a Russian takeover of their country via Trump? They believed this. And they'd go to their therapists. And I thought, oh my gosh, all that money for therapy? Just hand them the Mueller report. 36 FBI agents, full-time on Trump. Conclusion, not one connection between Trump or his family and the Russians, not one. In fact, when Trump wanted to open a Trump hotel in Russia, he did not know who to contact, so he contacted the general information email at the Kremlin. In other words, what I would do if I tried to reach the Kremlin. But they were terrorized. They think they narrowly dodged a takeover by Putin. Now they think they're nearly living through a Hitlerian revolution? They're terrified. And so when Kimmel and Comey and all of them get cute with their little, yeah, it'd be so funny if he died. Oh, I'm just joking. It's got to be stopped. It can't be allowed. It can't be allowed. It's got to stop. We have to fight every instance of this. And Attorney General, Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche explained, look, Comey is not different from the dozens of other cases we are trying right now.
Threatening the life of anybody is dangerous and potentially a crime. In the Eastern District of North Carolina, where this case was indicted earlier today, there are multiple threats cases very similar to this one, including one where the defendant pled guilty recently to threatening former President Biden, another one that's scheduled to go to trial this summer, another one, an individual was indicted for threatening Tom Homan. I say that to say that while this case is unique and this indictment stands out because of the name of the defendant, his alleged conduct is the same kind of conduct that we will never tolerate and that we will always investigate and regularly prosecute.
You bet, because this is what we're up against, folks. The normalization of killing, not just Trump, but it'll be whatever Republican is polling well next. This is the part where we decide, do we want our candidates to have to campaign from a bunker so as not to get killed? As the left eggs them on and eggs them on and eggs. They were this close. I did a podcast Friday on it. They are this close to coming out of the closet, just openly calling for the murder of Donald Trump. When you put a guy who was called again and again explicitly for the murder of Donald Trump, Hassan Piker, on the New York Times podcast, it's still up. They are still defiant. They know exactly what they are doing. There has to be consequences, most especially consequences for the elites. Listen to this. This is just some liberal talking heads overnight. just, well, Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, in a little murder of Trump, it's not that big of a deal if you're joking. Oh, they think it was a big deal if we did it. Listen to this.
Does this standard that we're not taking issue with necessarily, does this standard only apply to the non-MAGA among us?
Jimmy Kimmel's not some crazy person who would wish the president to be killed. That's, he just would not do that.
Would I have said it? No. I wouldn't have said something like that about any president. But guess what? That's what happens at these roasts.
Yeah, no big deal. Can you imagine if one of us who, you know, is famous, has a name, had joked about killing Biden? Even in passing, true joke, door would have been kicked in. Door would have been kicked out, absolutely. In fact, after I heard it, I'd be thinking, yeah, it's only a matter of time before the Biden people kick the door in. These are the people who put 2,000 people in prison for ruining Nancy Pelosi's laptop after they killed 24 people and did billions of dollars worth of, $2 billion documented worth of damage in the George Floyd riots. They are violent as heck. That violence is this close to burning down public officials' homes. Folks, we are at a point in history where two things are true. Number one, no other American president has ever lived through three assassination attempts by gun. Not before. We've never been here before. Why? Their rhetoric. Because we've never had rhetoric like theirs before. We've never had normalizing wink, wink, nod, nod of maybe, you know, killing the president. And if we say we're joking or we put it in a joking way, it's totally like, okay, they know what they're doing. And we've never had a situation before, folks, where most of the cabinet has to live on a military base to avoid dying. Where people like Tom Homan can't live with, you know, he hasn't lived with his wife since he took the job after 1,000 liberal protesters showed up at his home, filled the cul-de-sac where he lives, screaming threats into the night like lunatics. We've never done that before. We are this close to that mob burning down that house with his wife in it. We are this close. We're the thin blue line now. We have to say no, 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 no. We're not going to live like that with a separate set of rules. We wrecked Nancy Pelosi's laptop and get a little rowdy. We shouldn't have done it at a protest. 2,000 of us go to prison and our lives are wrecked versus they're out there egging on people to kill the president. No big deal. They were joking. You know, maybe we should just say about January 6th, we were joking. No, it was a joke. It was all in good fun. Now let everybody out of prison. How about that? See the difference there? It's huge. We have got to put the norms of justice back and the idea that if you are a Democrat, laws apply to you. And so do social norms.
Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.